Are we supposed to be
all right?
I guess we're ready.
I would just
We're on. We caught the last bit of that that sound check. And we have been joined in the studio now by the Black River Review. Six folks from Superior, Wisconsin and Duluth. And we have if you're watching from right to left, Ian Cavalli on bass, Nate Heinem on mandolin, Joe Berg on spoons and washboard. All of these guys do vocals too, by the way. Adam Staria on guitar, and Kaylin Spencer on fiddle, and Timmy Tucker Leutgeb. Am I right? Get everybody?
Yeah.
You all can chime in whenever you want here, because we're going to be talking to all of you. Who's going to be the spokesperson? Is there a spokesperson for this group of six?
Captain Staria.
Adam Staria. All right, Adam. How'd this group get together?
Well, it all started a couple years ago. I just started playing music and was playing with a banjo player, a good childhood friend, and he moved away. And I met Nate over here and gave him a mandolin, and he started playing mandolin. And then through a turn of events, just met these crazy people and I've just been playing ever since. And
well, Bob and I think we've broken the record here for the WTIP in-studio band size with six members.
We're talking about numbers, not...
Not numbers. Bulk. No, no, not bulk. Weight. Not bulk.
Yeah, we got a pretty heavy band, too.
That's a good-looking group of people here, and you guys are heading down to the tavern after this gig here now, right?
Yes, we are.
And you're going to be there the next two nights. Yep. And what's so special about what's going on at the tavern this weekend?
Well, I believe they're opening up their brew pub tonight.
All right. The grand opening of the brew pub. Yeah. And your music will bring it all in. Well, we're expecting, you know, we got a little bit of a late start here with you. So we're looking forward to hearing some music beyond the sound check that we just heard. So take it away.
Cool. This first song's off our first album. It's called Telephone.
Well, I'm gonna measure my life by dollars or cents. For my thoughts, being in my own common sense, it's a red eye night. And I feel alright, cause I'm on base, baby. Well, I well, you had everything, but you wanted more. Still crying for
mess in times like these, like drunkards leading the blind. And if that smile on your face ain't meant nothing at all, guess there ain't nothing to find.
But you got the words that we hail, I just can't see why I'm still crying for you. Oh, will you let me all alone by that old telephone? I don't know what it is I should do. Oh, will you let me all alone by that goddamn telephone?
Whoa. Whoa, all right. That was a lot of fun. And
Black River Review.
This is a pretty amazing variety of musical instruments that we're looking at, too, as well as a variety of musicians.
Yeah, in fact, I had a question for Ian, is it?
Yes.
Ian, you're playing bass, but that almost looks like a resonator.
It's a resonator bass from Gold Tone.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen one.
I've just been playing it for maybe a year and a half now.
Okay.
I just saw one online one day, and I said, wow, I'd really like to play one of those. And I saw some videos of them online of people playing them, and I finally settled on this Gold Tone just from what I had seen on the
internet.
What
does it sound like on its own if you just play us a few a little bit?
It's got a...
Oh, yeah. That's very cool.
It's by itself, just in a room, not plugged in. It has a very metallic, sharp tone. Uh-huh. But I had the opportunity to play this bass on our latest album that we've just done, and it's on the recordings, it's very similar to a stand-up bass. It has a really warm tone.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And... Joe, you're the only guy that doesn't have an electric cord attached to your instrument.
That is right.
You're the true acoustic man. You've got a washboard up in front of you now, huh?
Oh yeah.
But how does that sound like all by itself?
Well, it sounds like this.
Ooh.
Kind of a funny thing. Joe Berg's day job, he deals with washing machines, and he's moving them around and lugging them around.
That's
so.
An authentic washboard. Right. It is a real washboard too. I think. Oh, yeah. Is it not? Yeah, with a nice wood frame. Mm-hmm. And he was playing it with some wire
brushes here.
Wire brushes.
What possessed you, Joe, to take up the spoons? No, I didn't mean that in a negative
way.
Well, I mean,
just... a wonderful night of drinking at the Irish pub.
Yeah. They're kind of handy. Did you make your own spoons? Or
No, I took them out of my grandma's cupboard. But no, there's a guy named Lane in Duluth. He plays with Charlie Parr a lot. And one night I was like, how do you hold those? And he just showed me how to hold them, and that's all he'd show me. And I went from there on out.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
The percussion side. Yeah. All right, let's move along with another song, and we'll get back and talk to the rest of you too.
Sure. This is a tune off our new album. This is called North Country Sky. Takes to follow you, baby. Time I lived alone. Heavy as it weighs, well, it's just driving me crazy. I just wanna follow you home. Looking for answers underneath city light. Only in the trees, if I ever got it right. May never find redemption. Forget your troubles daily. Take time not to wonder why. Little drops of rain in that great big ocean. Snowflakes on the North Country sky. Looking for
dancers underneath city light. Only in the trees, I ever got it right. Men ever find redemption. Way, baby, for the road when I'm here with you. Not that I'm tired, girl, you know I ain't lazy, just got nothing to do. Looking for answers underneath city light, only in the trees, I ever got it right. Men ever find redemption. Ways, well, it's just driving me crazy. I just wanna follow you home. Yeah, I just wanna follow you home. Yeah, I just wanna follow you home.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I have a, you know, we're folks, you at home here, we're sitting here looking at this group of six musicians, wonderful bluegrass players, and five of them are heavily bearded. And one of them is a lovely young lady who
mine's
just,
still growing in. I've been waiting my whole life.
It's just not working out for you.
The more you shave, the more it'll be.
Okay, that's what I've been doing wrong.
How did you get into this group here, Kaylin?
Well, Adam and Nate, through some mutual friends, ended up staying at my house once when I was still living in Minneapolis. And at first I didn't really know what to think because I didn't invite them, but then I decided that they were all right. And then we reconnected when I moved up to Duluth, so...
How long ago was that?
I guess I moved up there about 2 years ago now, so, and I've been playing with the band for pretty much the whole time.
Yep.
And you guys play around northeastern Minnesota and in Wisconsin as well, don't you?
Yeah, I'd say the regional area. Regional, we make it all the way down to Winona, we'll make it out to Sioux Falls, Fargo. Oh.
Mm-hmm. So. All right.
It's a sound that it isn't strictly. I mean, the instruments are all
it's
bluegrass, but you take it in a lot of different ways. And there's a number of groups and people doing that now. It seems like very, very successfully, and it's really a great sound.
We kind of joke sometimes that we say that it's progressive bluegrass or progress.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great sound.
And tell us about the songs you're singing. Who composed those songs?
Well, I wrote the lyrics to most of the songs. There's been a couple on our last record that were collaborated and whatnot, but our first album, I wrote most of the lyrics. But as we've grown as a band, it's starting to become a little more, you know, Nate's writing songs now, and so everybody's kind of pitching in.
And that's Adam talking at us.
And so then the instrumental part, that becomes more collaboration?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, if I write a song, I just bring, like, a shell of a song, and I mean, half the time it gets changed quite a bit, or like just structure and whatnot. I mean, these guys, without them,
Adam's being modest though. He brings most of the songs to us, at least in a basic structure, and then everybody writes their own parts and adds their own kind of flavor to what he brings to us. Mm-hmm. With a few exceptions, some of us, other members of the band, will bring songs, but pretty much all our songs are written that way.
When you say written, has he written out the music?
No.
I don't know how to read music.
I think our banjo player can probably, he can read music too.
Tim and I used to play. I can read bass notes, but I have a hard time with treble.
So my guess is then when you perform, it changes a lot too. Mm. I mean, I'm guessing you don't always do the song the same way.
Yeah. There's a couple songs we, you know, it's totally different on the record than how we play it now, or sometimes play it. Sometimes we'll play something, start it out slow and pick it up.
Sure.
But what are you going to be playing at the tavern tonight? Some of your stuff from the album?
Oh, both stuff off both albums and some fun covers that we do.
You have two albums out?
Yep.
No? And you have a Facebook page, and you have a website too, don't you, where folks can... And it's basically Black River Review. That's REVUE. .com.
Yeah, gotta stress that U and the E there.
Yeah.
We'll spell it wrong all the time.
Is there another with the other spelling that people don't want to go to that site?
No. I've never checked.
Never well, you never know. Well, Google is pretty powerful. We've been talking about
that's right.
You where's Black River?
I grew up on the Black River out 10 miles out of Superior. Mm-hmm. If you go south down Wisconsin 35, mm-hmm. I grew up on a dead end road on top of a valley overlooking the Black.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's an interesting, that stretch between Superior and I don't know what the first real town you come to there, but it's
Chicago.
Pretty remote Chicago.
yeah, basically.
Sorry, people in Chippewa Falls.
Frederick or
that's where Joe's from.
Yeah, the
Westport
players.
Yeah, that's a definite. That's a city.
It's a lovely city.
Yes, it is. Well, you got another one you can do for us?
Yeah, we're going to do one more. Nate and Kaylin here wrote this, and we put it on our last album. It's an instrumental called She's All Mine. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Yeah. Black River Review.
Hard to stay still.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm guessing that folks get up and dance when you guys play once in a while.
We hope so.
It's always more fun when that happens.
Yeah, that was great. Certainly that was a really sweet piece. Now, was that Nate and Kalen? Did I get that right? You guys? So, Nate, you're the mandolin player here. So, you had yourself a nice little riff in there for this tune.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically I kind of came up with the main melody of it, and something just wasn't working right, and Kaylin has the awesome musical background, so she wrote it all out and like was doing mathematical equations over there. Made it work, so it was a collaboration, definitely.
That was
that's one that is
more complicated.
Actually, written down.
Yeah, it is.
On sheet music.
Okay.
Out of necessity.
No one had sheet music out tonight, though.
Oh yeah, we played it about 300 times.
Just for getting that song figured out, I went ahead and wrote it down.
Yeah,
you know what? One of the
that was pretty complicated.
The great features too. Joe is partially blocked from my view by the computer or the monitor here. Mm-hmm. I'm watching him play the washboard, and I'm thinking, he doesn't have a strap. How is he keeping that thing up? He's got one of the legs in his pocket.
Yeah, it's in his pocket.
That's fantastic.
It's his magnetism that keeps it up there.
Yeah, I've always been too lazy to get a strap.
In fact,
well, we got time.
Can you guys play us out?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
What we're going to do.
We've only got about 20 minutes. Well, no.
Yeah. let's talk for couple of minutes more, and then you guys can play it right out as we segue off at 7 o'clock. What time are you start playing down at the tavern?
I think we play about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a moving target down there.
Yeah. Well, I should also tell you that, you know, the small change is coming up, and Nick and Kent are in the next studio already working on this, and they've handed me a list of some of the categories today.
Oh, good.
So you folks out there are listening, waiting for small change. Our call-in trivia show here on WTIP. The categories tonight are what's been in the news lately. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is gum, G-U-M, gum. You know, I suppose double mint, double your pleasure.
Whatever.
Maybe I'm giving some.
About four of them now. Things away. Yeah.
Trophies. Is another topic. That's a good topic. That's interesting.
It could be a lot of different
things. Grinch, or I don't know if that's the Grinch or Grinch, but I think it's Grinch is the
Christmas
next topic.
Time after all.
It is. And then toys and games is a topic. And then more if there's time. I don't know what if that's a topic, more if there's time.
Sir Thomas More. It's all questions about Sir Thomas More.
All right.
Well, those are good categories, and so now people can already get on to Google and get those all fired up. So.
And so we're heading up towards the top of the hour now. Yes. And now we've been joined by the Black River Band, which is playing tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
If you come back, please make plans on coming back to Roadhouse again. We'd love to have you.
Cool.
Loving here again.
And I'm sure you will be back.
Yeah, this is...
Actually...
Coming up to Grand Marais is one of our favorite places to play, I'd say.
Yeah,
it's really fun to go over to the Birch Terrace after the Confluence closed and sing some karaoke. I do a mad Bruce Springsteen. So.
Oh, really? You haven't given us a flavor of that, but...
You have to come down to the Birch Terrace.
You might see me and Adam singing Garth Brooks, too.
Ooh.
That was Adam talking there, and Adam has been doing most of the vocals here tonight, but everybody joins in on the vocals, too.
Absolutely.
So all right, well, go ahead and take us out with whatever you want to wind up with here.
Yeah, this Pretty Little Blonde thing, Mr. Ian Qualley's going to sing you a song.
All right.
Originally, this song was called Alabama Jubilee, but the first version I ever heard was a Jerry Reed version of the song, but a lot of people have covered it. It was written in 1915, and we added a little twist to it. We call it Minnesota Jubilee.
There you go.
One, two, three. Thank you. Deacon Jones has rattles on his bones. Old Parson Brown jumping around like some kind of clown. Old Aunt Jemima, she done passed 83. Shouting out, Uncle Pep, grab a drink, but watch your step now. One-legged Joe jumping around on his sword cell. Throw away his spoons and holler, let's go to the Burn Deer Show.
And it's hell and gangs all here for the Minnesota Jubilee.
Jones has rattles on his bones. Old Parson Brown jumping around like some kind of clown. Old Aunt Jemima, she done passed 103. Shouting out, I'm full of pep. Somebody down there, would you hand me that cigarette, would you, honey? One-legged Joe jumping around on his sword, so throw away his spoon.